Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra, the OU's daily podcast investigating an aliyah per podcast of Parshat HaShavua. And we have come to the final podcast in Parshat Chayei Sarah. My name is Yitzhak Etshalom. And now we will be looking at the final aliyah, at the final story of Yishmael. After having mentioned Avraham's later wife, perhaps children, it discussed the Sforno, and ultimately Avraham's death and burial. Ve'ela toldot Yishmael ben Avraham, and the text stresses that he's Yishmael ben Avraham, not just Yishmael ben Hagar as he was before. Asher yalda Hagar mitzrit shivchat Sarah la'Avraham. So everything is laid out. Who is the mother? Hagar mitzrit. Who is she? Shivchat Sarah le'Avraham. Ve'ela shmot ben Yishmael bishmotam le'toldotam. They are given some sort of fanfare before their names. Bechor Yishmael Nevayot. He's the Bechor, which means there's a real family here. There's an eldest. There's an estate. There's a division. The Kedar V'ad Be'el Mivsam Yishmael Duma Masach Adam V'tema Yitur Nafish V'akedma. And these are names that in some cases we recognize from later on from either towns like Tema, which is in South Jordan, Kedma, which might be a reference to the Transjordan. Hadad sounds a little bit like Ben Hadad. Elim Bnei Yishmael ve'Elim Shvotam b'chatzrehem u'tirotam. Their towers, Shnei Masan Nesi'im l'motam. They have 12 princes. Count the names, there's 12. But they are 12 princes. And this is part of the bracha that was given to Avraham when in Perek Yud Zayin, the end of Lech Lecha, when Avraham said to Hashem, Hashem promised him a son Yitzchak. He said, I halavai that Yishmael should be successful. He said, don't worry, Yishmael will be great because he is your child. Therefore, he will have 12 princes. Evidently, 12 is the number that indicates success in the family. And that ultimately is achieved in the next generation for us with Yaakov. Look at the reference to this at the beginning of Parshat Chayei Sarah in the comments of the Ramban. In the previous podcast, we talked about Vayasef and what that means. So the sense is that Bnei Yishmael's Bedouin existence, or their tents, went all the way until Shur, which is near Mitzrayim, and all the way, evidently, towards Ashur, in other words, throughout the Near East, they spread out. Question here that just want to investigate briefly is the identity of Yishmael. And the reality is that Yishmael, in Tanakh himself, is somewhat of a sympathetic figure, perhaps a tragic figure. But if you look back, you will see that Yishmael, and it's something that I believe I mentioned briefly in Parshat Lech Lecha when he was born, is that Yishmael has several experiences which correlate or parallel those of Yitzchak. Certainly the scene of Akedah, and I mentioned Akedat Yishmael. If you take a look carefully at Perek Chaf Aleph, the exile of Yishmael, there are many points in common with the Akedah, including his being spared by a malach who shows the parent the source of salvation. In Hagar's case, the water. In Avram's case, the ram that's going to substitute for Yitzchak. And many others, that Yishmael is indeed considered to be not only a sympathetic character, but we find, and I mentioned the sort of tongue-in-cheek story about this in the previous podcast, but in all seriousness, we find that Yishmael is a name that shows up elsewhere in Tanakh. There are other people named Yishmael. Tragically, the assassin of Gedaliah is Yishmael, but that doesn't make the name a bad name. And there are Tanaim, very famous Tanaim. There are Kohanim Gedolim, Yishmael ben Piabi, Yishmael Kohen Gadol, one of the Asar Gamachud is Yishmael Kohen Gadol. There is, of course, Rabbi Yishmael, the great Tana. And not only that, but there are among the Gaonim some who had the name Yishmael. And as late as the Middle Ages, there were Chachmei Yisrael who were named Yishmael. I think it's safe to say that very few Jews would want to give their children the name Yishmael today, but there's an interesting reason for that. It seems, in looking through Chazal, that the identification which is current today of the Arab world as being the descendants of Yishmael does not have any echo in rabbinic writings. In Chazal, we encounter Yishmael as a character, we encounter Bnei Yishmael, as a tipos. So, for instance, in Masechet Kiddushin, 10 pieces or 10 units of theft of Znut came to the world. 9 were taken by Yishmael, but no identification of that with a current population. On the other hand, there is another word that is used in Chazal for Yishmael, and that is for Arabs, and that is Tayah. So I'm an Arab. And there's only one possible place in the 9th parak of Brachot where the two of them seem to intersect, but overwhelmingly, the Aravim are Tayah, Aravim, and Yishmael's B'nai is Yishmael. Indeed, there's a further difficulty in identifying the Arab nation as being the descendants of Yishmael, and that is based on the Tosefta in Masechet Yadayim. The Tosefta in Masechet Yadayim discusses, really builds off of a Mishnah in Masechet Yadayim, which builds off of the conversation that took place on that great day in Yavneh, when Rabbi Elazar, when in that great day in post Bayit Sheni times, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was instated as the head of the Sanhedrin, and everybody came to the Beit Midrash to settle questions, even the recently ousted Rabbi Gamliel, whose place Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took, participated in the discussion, and one of the issues discussed was whether an Ammonite man who had converted to Judaism could marry a Jewish girl. Rabbi Gamliel said, you can't, but have Ammonite. Ammonite is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. Rabbi Yeshua, who said he's allowed to, countered and said, since when are the people living in Ammon, Ammonim? And he quoted the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, and then made the statement that Kfar Amad Sancheriv uvelbel et ha'umot, that Sancheriv, this goes back to the 8th century BCE, and the 7th century BCE, when he conquered the Middle East and did population transfers, that was the end of any genealogical record. And therefore, we have no idea who the Ammonim are, who the Moavim are, and this is Nifsak Lalacha in the Rambam, in Hilchot Malachim, in the context of the seven nations. There's no more mitzvah, practical mitzvah, of destroying the seven nations, since we, in the use the wording of the Rambam, Kfar Avad Zichram, their memory is lost, we don't know who they are. If that's the case, then, and we claim that the only nation that we have any genealogical record and lineage that we can identify halachically is us, B'nai Yisrael, why would we suddenly think that the Arab nation's identification as B'nai Yishmael has any more integrity than any of the others? And indeed, we find historically that the first point at which there's any connection made between the Arab nation and Yishmael as a person, as being their father figure, shows up in the 8th century among Muslim scholars, perhaps Muhammad himself, in an attempt to generate some legitimacy and association. After all, in the Quran, Abraham and Yishmael are the two who go to Mecca to establish the Kaaba, that place of worship that is central to the Muslims. So the connection between Yishmael and the Aravim is one that really is self-generated by the Arab world, and one that, as a result of that, in subsequent generations, Jewish scholars either adopted or accepted or bought into, and then integrated them into many of the homiletic discussions, and ultimately became part of the language, so that when discussing Arabs, the phrase B'nai Yishmael became current. But that really does not tell us anything about the reality of the genealogy, as reflected in Chazal's silence of making that connection, as reflected by the fact that whatever we may feel about our neighbors in the Middle East today, Yishmael, the character in Sefer Bereishit, is overwhelmingly a sympathetic and more tragic character than anything else. It's been a pleasure studying Parshat Chayei Sarah. We will meet in the very next podcast, and I've been granted the great opportunity to study Parshat Toldot with you, which, of course, is a personal favorite of mine, being the Parsha of Yitzchak. My name is Yitzchak Epshalom, and everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat Shalom.